311.
Happy Sunday and welcome to yet another edition of the 311 Radio Show. I am your host, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and I have with me today Fire and Life Safety Officer David Scanlonbury. Happy Sunday to you, David.
Happy Sunday to all our listeners.
Yes, so today, well, you know, last week was we celebrated Mother's Day. Did you go to the show? Did you at that moment? Did you choose that?
Unfortunately, it was not as privileged to attend such a prestigious show as
getting. I was not privileged then. But I trust that everyone had a wonderful time. Actually, those who invite and the feedback I heard that everybody had a good time. Mothers had a ball, so that's important. But we on to another week and another topic for our service related as usual. We keep you up to date with the goings on within the department and your CFT and all of those stuff. And today is no different. Only last week we had quite a bit of rain. A number of outings and a few things were cancelled and postponed due to inclement weather. I know the Barbados Fair Service, we were supposed to have a hype as part of our 70th anniversary celebrations, and even that hype had to be postponed due to the inclement weather. Mindful, it is only May, and we have already had that type of activity, that type of show activity and so forth, which dives right into our topic today, which is dealing with the upcoming rainy period. You know, we get the dry season and we're moving swiftly into the rainy period, which would officially start on June 1st. And today that's what we're going to talk about. Things in terms of flooding, cleaning up around your facilities and around your home. Things like knowing where you can shelters are. These are very important things to know and to pay close attention to as we approach our rainy season. I guess we could start with flooding, David. You know, that's one of the things that we, the fire service and the public of Barbados, encounter annually as a part of, you know, one of the challenges that come through that comes as a result of bad weather or as a result of a heavy rain, flooding.
Okay, so firstly, we just want to encourage persons who may live in what we call the low-lying areas. We just want to make sure that around this time, we know the hurricane season starts from June until November. But as we have seen recently, we have still been impacted by weather systems as early as February, where we have a lot of rain and a lot of different weather systems. So firstly, we want to speak on the topic of flooding. So in the areas of flooding, aspect of flooding, we live in low-lying areas. These are some of the things that we want to encourage you to do. So we want to make sure that we contact the relevant authorities to make sure that the drains are cleared. We want to make sure we keep in contact with the sanitation department, that we don't have an influx of garbage that can then also go into the drains to contribute to flooding, because we want to be able to pass. What are some of the other things that we want? We want to make sure, again, that we look out for the young and the elderly. So if we know we have persons within the community who may be home on their own, well, we want to make sure we put certain things in place that in the event of some weather and they're not home, that there are steps taken to make sure that these persons are looked after or that somebody can have access to them as well.
Right. Basically, in a nutshell, what you would just say is planning, preparation. I think that's a key word going forward, especially relating to the upcoming rainy season. Once you plan and you prepare yourself again, not that you will be perfect, because when it comes to natural disasters, we really have very little control over the magnitude of what may happen. But what we can do from our end as citizens is to basically plan and prepare as best as we could, control the parts that we can control, basically. Flooding, one of the things about flooding is that I heard you mention contacting the sanitation service and so on in terms of keeping it rolls, getting the garbage pickup and so on. But for me, I would say it is each and every one of us' responsibility as well to make sure that we do what we can in terms of our own preparation and not being dependent solely on other persons to do stuff that we ourselves can do. a good example of things like cleaning up. I don't think, you know, I always hear people say, oh, the government should this, the government should that, we need to do this. We as citizens need to come together as communities and clean up areas that we know that are prone to flooding due to sometimes debris, garbage, whatever have you. These are things that we can control, you know, as well. Littering is one of the things that I get very passionate about because I find that there's a lot of littering that takes place in Barbados. There's a lot of what we consider illegal dumping. All of those things contribute to the blocking of drainages and water courses, which result in flooding and that kind of stuff. Remember, never, you know, happens. We got what else?
So, also in the aspect of flooding, now we have spoken in relation to homes. So we also want to touch on the aspect of being mobile. So if we know that the rainfall, so having something as simple as your wipers, making sure that your wipers are working, making sure that your headlights are working. If it's a challenge or you find that you are going through water, try not to go through excess water where you may see other people turning around. Use those as indicators to make sure that we don't put ourselves in harm's way to become a victim. Also the possible flooding, because we don't want any fatalities as we come into this start of the previous season.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the, in terms of driving through, try to traverse through high waters basically on your own. I find that a lot of the times, and it's an annual thing that we see of as fire officers, where you've got to go and basically rescue persons from their vehicles. They would have seen water, they would have seen persons turn well, or divert in some way, and they still try to traverse through, you know, those type of volumes of water and find themselves trapped in the vehicle. I always tell people, there's no template, there's nothing set in stone. You always have to apply common sense and initiative in these situations, because no two emergencies are going to be the same. No two floods are going to be the same. Everything has different dynamics, and we need to apply some common sense and apply some initiative sometimes in terms of dealing with these things. What you did last year might not work this year. You may need to, you know, alter your plan according to what situation you're faced with. So sometimes, take a little minute to stop and think, would this make sense before, you know, moving forward? One of the other things we want to touch on is secure your roof. And not only your roof, but secure any objects from around your home that can be prone to high winds or flood waters and so forth. What's your take on both, you know, securing whether it be your roof or any of the things that are around your home that can become missiles in a hurricane situation?
Yeah, so again, we want to encourage not only the homeowners but as well as the businesses to make sure that when coming up to the event where we know we're going to be impacted by a weather system, you don't want that the day of the system or the day before the system comes, as long as adequate notice is given for persons to be up there on a roof. As a roof is wet, you don't want a possible slippage or someone falling from the roof. So we want to encourage persons to, at this time, coming up now to the start of the hurricane season, to do these simple things. You can visit the local hardware to make sure that you get the things to stabilize your roof if you can. You want to make sure that you take up the unwanted debris from around the homes that can possibly be projectiles. You don't want anyone to be impacted by this debris, or you don't want anyone to be homeless, because basically the flooding can also have an impact on that. If the roof is impacted or compromised, then you will have the context of the home that also will be exposed to the elements and persons becoming homeless. So you don't want that.
Ben, correct. I mean, you always give very vital and valid information, up-to-date information, and Scanbury. I think certain things, and I will, at this point, I want to just step back a bit into our dry season. You know, during the dry season, we would have made mention to having a break, so to speak, between your home and any excess bush or rubbish that may be around your home, grass that grows right up to yours. Instead of having it right up to your hands, have a break cut so that if fire should occur, it would can only stop as far as the grass is, and then you know, obviously it would be the route as long as there's no more fuel for the fire to consume. All that is preparation. I said all that to say that all that is preparation. The same way that you prepare for the dry season is the same way that you are required to prepare for the rainy season. Things like having your batteries on that line, because obviously there is usually situations where you have electrical outages. But although you have an electrical outage, you don't want to be completely cut off from the world. You don't want to be completely cut off from what is going on around you. We know that the radio stations usually keep you abreast of weather updates. If you're still on standby, if you're still on alert, so to speak, for certain systems, whether it is how far off the island, whatever, has it passed, has it not passed, what the authorities say we should or shouldn't do, whatever, all clear is given, etc. So in a case where you don't have electricity, you still want to be able to use your battery operated radio to be able to keep abreast with what is going on around you and so forth, so that you know what you should and shouldn't do, whatever the case may be. And you also touch on, we're talking about knowing about you say securing the roof, but I added to that by saying it's not only a case of securing the roof, but in the same way that you would cut away a path in terms of grass first, is the same way that you would secure the objects around your house that can become projectiles in the event of events and so on.
Yes, and also to expand on your point. So we've spoken about making sure that we're not littering to create any excess or unnecessary flooding. We've spoken about creating a safe environment, a hazard missile-free environment from projectiles. We're talking about securing units. We spoke about making sure that the vehicles are not becoming part of a rescue effort from flooding impact. We also want to make sure that while we are, we spoke about outdoors, but while we are indoors now, we want to make sure that we have our power, electrical power surges, if we well rating, doesn't on the writer's laboratory. Cool. So as long as you go and purchase a power surge, you just ask the service provider to ask them if this is UL rated. If it is UL rated, then you know it's authentic and you can use it. So in addition to the power surge, you want to encourage persons to get the batteries to echo the sentiments of fire life safety officer Collins. So you won't have the batteries. Why? Some persons may prefer to have the power banks where they can be technologically savvy. We must be also mindful that there are certain persons in society that, because of age differences or whatever the case is, may not be able to use the technology. And we want them to be in a position that they can at least hear how long they have to hold on until help arrives. If their particular area is going to be impacted, already update for the all clears given. So we want to make sure we have drinking water for a period of a minimum of 2 days. We want to make sure we have non-perishable items. We want to make sure we have the things, the toiletries, the first aid kit as well. And this may sound a little funny, but please make sure that you have or you know a copy of the emergency service numbers as well as those of the shelters.
Right. In addition to that, knowing of emergency numbers and having your water and so forth, one of the things I would like to also add is the persons who depend on specific medications that they have to take daily and so forth. Make sure you have an adequate supply of those just in case you have to go to a shelter. If you have to go to a shelter, make sure you have those things packed as well. Because you might be, you know, sometimes persons, you have to go to a shelter and they don't care for the fact that you may be at this shelter for a couple of days and stuff like that. So it's very important that you have the medication that you may require for those who are on medication and so forth that they must take, to have those things on hand and ready to go. You know, all of these little tips. Unfortunately, your time, 15 minutes gone already very quickly. But we probably might have to, I mean, this is only still May, so we may have to do a part two of this.
A reinforcement.
into the rainy season, because we definitely, there's so much that we can talk about relative to hurricane season and so forth. But the main tips, remember, in all the flooding, be aware, know your, clean up your areas, make sure you keep all that debris, garbage, etc. From around your place, all of these littering and so forth that can cause the flooding. Know your hurricane shelters and have your first aid and your medical documents and all of those things in safekeeping, just in case there is flood issues or in case there's emergency, you have to leave your home. But we have come to the end of yet another 311 radio show. I am Fire LA Safety Officer Jason Collins. Today I had with me Fire LA Safety Officer David Scatterbury. And we want to say have a wonderful Sunday. Continue to enjoy. Have a great week. And as we always say at the end of every 311 radio show, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week, Barbados.
One.